The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects played throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. So hearty, har har. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We hope so. We hope before this show is over. Yes, come, Lord Jesus. That's what we want. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't. If we sit on our blessed assurance, that's not a good, that's not good. Don't do that. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Here it is, the big answer. Ready? 'Cause. All right. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds, a lot of those. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right here. This is a question I will wager very few people have ever heard before. Ready? Yeah, just making sure you're ready. I'm telling you right now. Here you go. Which is your favorite tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel? Huh. How many times has somebody asked you that question? Which is your favorite tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel? Yeah, that's what I asked. Very simple. It's and we're keeping it simple. Here we go. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we want you to reach out. You got an answer to that? Yeah, reach out to us. You got something else you want to share? Reach out to us. That doesn't matter. If you got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, the idea is to encourage and strengthen one another. We already know there's a lot of stuff going on. It's enough to just sit there and bang your head against a wall. I will just simply say that will really, really ruin all of your hats. So don't do that. But here you can encourage one another, strengthen one another, take a break from the weirdness of it all, and just seek to encourage one another and draw closer to the Lord. That's our goal. We'll keep it simple. If you've got an answer to that question or something else, we just want you to give us a call. We know it's a phone, but it probably won't bite you. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you're confident that you have done your best.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. I'll just double check with you real quickly. Are you doing your best driving your new car carefully?
Yes, I am. I'm being very careful.
I just want to know, has any rocks or anything pinged off of the road and touched your car and you went, oh, no? Has that happened yet?
Yes, not anything that's left a crack, but I was driving around a big semi and like a little pebble hit my windshield. I immediately got over in the other lane. I was like, nope, not even risking it.
That's so funny.
So far, so good.
I know that exact feeling. I mean, that's just pretty funny. But if you talk to Jim and Jacob, it's like the feeling like you've done your best. So it's a blessing to talk to him. Here it is. We'll keep it simple. You can call us. We've told you that. You can text us. So if you're in San Diego, guess what? It's 11:36. I know it's 11:36 and 18 seconds, 19 seconds, 20 seconds. That's how much we know. If you're in Denver, it's 12:36. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:36. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:36. And again, if you're on the moon, what are you doing up there? Anyway, bottom line is you can reach out to us by texting us. It's not complex, 214-210-8483. Let me say that again because people need to hear it repetitively. 214-210-8483. You don't think it's an accident that there's four Gospels, do you? 214-210-8483. And then just because I love to do it, the non-professional voice, and here we go.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Very simple. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D. At HeMustIncrease from John330.org. We're a nonprofit entity. Pretty simple. You can either call us, you can text us, or you can email us. What would that be for? I'll tell you what that will be for. That will be for praise reports. I got a praise report I'm going to share from September, which is Noelle's sister. We got it last night. We're very excited to share it. We want you to be able to share praise reports because when you share a praise report, it reinforces it in your own life as the happening. It encourages other people because they hear it, and it glorifies the Lord. We also want you to share your prayer requests. We're going to join you in prayer. It could be prayer, and it could be an awesome thing. I just want to pray my wedding goes good. It could be a terrible thing. I just want to pray that this lawsuit gets taken care of. It could be any of those things. It could be health. It could be whatever it is that we can petition God for, we will. And that pretty much would be everything. We'll put our faith together with your faith, and we'll ask the Lord for help. I mean, how smart is that? That is much smarter. See, leaning on the big G, God, is a lot smarter and much more scientific than leaning on the little g, which cannot tell what a plus or minus is. Get it? Okay. So we do prayer requests. We do praise reports. Is there something you want to share, something the Lord's shown you? All of that's good. We're going to do some history. We're going to do some jokes. We're going to do some Bible trivia in just a minute. But first, I want to share this praise report from my very own sister-in-law. We have prayed for September on and off over the last 12 months. She had cancer. Not much you can say about that. Rosalind can relate to that. She's been through that and gone through this process. So September sent us a text, wanted everybody to be thanked for the prayers that they've been giving. She said, I just want to let you know that my six-month blood test results have come. I've stopped taking any chemo, and everything is 100% normal. Thank you all for your prayers, and praise God for his grace and mercy. I mean, how great is that? That is so awesome. First of all, for those that don't know, September is Noelle's bestie, best. In fact, September is going to come out, I think, in July and hang out with us for a little while for her special birthday. I won't tell you what number it is, but it's over 20. Anyway, on top of that, we've been praying for her, and the Lord has touched her, and the family's been praying for her. Bruce, their dad, he's been doing so much better. They're all doing really well. We pray for them every single day personally, and sometimes we pray for them on the show. Praise the Lord for the goodness and graciousness of God falling upon that family. Is that just not awesome news? And Noelle was giddy. So that's a praise report. We share that because September's in Phoenix, so she can't exactly. She's working, so I have to share it for her. But what a great praise report. Free, cancer-free. Bam, bam, bam. Love it. All right, we do have somebody else that's on the line. Let's send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Moon.
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Moon.
Norm?
Moon, M-O-O-N.
Moon! Is this my little brother?
Earlier you were saying that in Dallas it's 1:40, Denver, blah, blah, blah. But at the moon, we don't have a time. We only have a moon pie.
So you are on the moon making this phone call and trying to tell us that you don't have a watch.
No.
Okay, wait, I want to get
that. Have a moon pie.
How are you breathing?
I'm breathing because I'm moon.
Okay, I am moon. I'm feeling very cheesed out right now. Go ahead. Talk to me, brother. What's going on?
Hey, earlier you mentioned which tribe is your favorite. Mine is Judah.
And why is it Judah?
Because Jesus is from the line of Judah, and David was from that tribe. And also Judea and Jerusalem is for the tribe belongs to the tribe of Judah, so that's why.
That makes perfect sense.
Jewish race is from Judah. That's driven from the tribe of Judah.
Yeah, so the Jewish part of that all is really well connected, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and Jesus is Jew, in case if you don't know.
So. That's right. If you didn't know, that would tell you. That would be a big key right there. That's excellent. I'm glad you shared that. How you doing in general, bro?
I'm doing fairly good.
Okay, fairly good. Cool. Sounds like okay. Doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds like that kind of sounds like when you go to church and you ask somebody how they're doing and they go fine, and but they lost their dog, they lost their car, they lost their job.
Fine, and leave me alone.
It's the worst Christian answer ever. How you doing? Fine. Anything you need prayer for?
Well, actually, I would not address that request, but just pray that God will pour his favor and blessing on that
area. All right,
area.
Let's pray.
The Lord knows.
All right, let's pray. Let's do it. Father, I lift up my brother to you. Lord, get him off the moon. He's on the moon, Lord. I don't know. You got to help him. But in the meantime, Lord, we're asking you by grace and by mercy to pour out your favor upon his life. Because, Lord, you love him. You love Samson. I love Samson. He's my brother, but he's your son. And we ask you just to bless him. And you bless your children. And we ask you to pour out that blessing upon him. Just chase away any of that discouragement, Lord, and let his heart inside of him rejoice in you. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. That's what you teach us. Love it, Lord. And we just ask you to bless and encourage him, lift him up, and let him then in turn encourage others. And let the areas that he needs help in, let him get that help, Lord, because he believes in you. Sometimes we don't know what to do, but our eyes are focused on you. Bless my brother in that way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. I love King Jehoshaphat prayers. Lord, we don't know what to do, but only to fix our gaze on you.
I know. So good, isn't it? It's just such wisdom.
Hey, I have one thought to share.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like when Moshe went to the Mount Sinai and spent time with the Lord, but he forgot to took enough water with him, so he got dehydrated. And because he got dehydrated, so he started having a headache. So Lord gave him 2 tablets with 10 commandments.
Oh, you're killing me here. You're killing me. You see, I'm sitting on the radio. You're killing me. He gave him 2 tablets called the 10 commandments.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then he got healed.
All right, don't quit your day job. Okay, anyway.
I love you, brother.
All right, brother, I love you.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We were like, what's that? That's our Christian radio. That's what it is. That's our Christian radio. Just telling you right now. All right, here we go. Did you like that? Was that hilarious?
Yeah, and I hope he's okay being up on the moon.
Yeah.
He said they don't have a time, so.
This is moon. I've got moon pie. Okay. All right, let's move on. We are in Psalm 51. You know, I think if we can get through this psalm by the end of 2024, I'll be amazed. Okay, anyway, let's get into Psalm 51. We're at verse 5. I want to back it up from to verse 3 and kind of do this just brief intro, and then we'll break and we'll do our trivia question. But it says here in verse 3, "For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge." Okay, so here's two really important points that I want to get into before we get into "I was brought forth in iniquity." And that is, David says in verse 3, "I acknowledge my transgressions." And we talk about this, and we make this a huge point. It is a big point for Christians. Listen, you are forgiven. Can we just look at, you're forgiven. But as you are journeying, when you do something that the Lord does not approve of and he challenges you in that, own it. That's it. It's not even a compliment. Yep, I did that. And when it says my sin is always before me, in other words, it's before him, it's in front of him, and he's like, look, I sinned against you. Even when you sin against somebody else, and you do, this is ultimately every sin ever committed at any point, because all is God's creation, is a sin against God. And so we have this kind of owing to him mentality. But then he says, that you may be just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Here's a really important thing, and this goes back to Job, and oh, this is just the hardest teaching, I think. For me, it's like one of the hardest teachings. Let me say that. God is never at fault. Now, why that's important is because sometimes we'll have a situation and we will say to the Lord, what? Well, if only you had done this. If only you had been here sooner. If only you had responded this way. If only you had done this, going about it, this approach. God is never at fault in our failures. He is not the one that wanted sin to be in our lives. It's not his fault. So God is just when he speaks. He's blameless when he judges. It's not his fault at all. It's our fault. And this goes back to the Jobinian formula. It's really important, where Job's big sin, Elihu called him on the carpet, but Job's big sin was primarily he justified himself rather than justifying God. When I talked to my brother about this, he was like silent. And it's just like, and I said this, I was just trying to explain to him that the Lord's really trying to take me through this season where there's a lot of things that I get to do in the kingdom. So I love it. I mean, I love that stuff. But then there's a lot of things I struggle with and I don't like. And so what I do is I tell God, well, you know, if you'd just get rid of this for me, I would just do the kingdom stuff. You see, but that's justifying me, not justifying God. I'm just like, I can't do that. I got to stop. I want to say this so nice, and I don't want you to get offended. I want to stop being dumb about this. Like, oh, you know what? I acknowledge my transgression. It's mine, and you're right, whatever you say, and I need your help. And instead of sitting there and sticking your head in a vise, do you remember the vises when you were in shop class? They had the vise, and you would put a piece of wood or something in there, and you'd squeeze it, and then somebody inevitably would put, like, their hand in there or a finger in there. Okay. What we do is we put our head in the vise, and we start tightening it by squeezing our brains. Look, just own it and say, I need your help. Don't build a monument to your sin. Bring it before the Lord. Say, I need your help. Please help me. You're right. I should stop justifying myself. That's just dumb on my part. Please help me. That's what he's like, I acknowledge my transgression. And this, by the way, is with the Bathsheba, when Nathan the prophet rebuked him in regards to Bathsheba. This is a huge sin. He goes, you're right. I did wrong. I'm sorry. He didn't stop believing in God. God didn't stop loving him. He's just like, yeah, you got to do this better. Like, yeah, you're right. I did that wrong. That's all. And yes, you can be sorry, you can weep, you can do all that stuff. You don't just stay in that place. You bring it before the Lord and trust him for his grace and mercy. Why? Because he knew you were going to do it before he chose you. I didn't catch God by surprise. Okay, take a deep breath. Let's get ready for our first trivia question. Here we go. If you guys don't get this, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Here it is. Where did Jesus Christ do his first miracle? John chapter 2, verse 6 through 9. Where? You can give me the event or the city. Where did Jesus Christ do his first miracle? Just leaving it right there. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Where did Jesus do his first miracle? The event or the city or both? Also, you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. And so I always hate asking about money because it just drives me crazy. But we need money. So here, this is me asking. Hey, we need money. Great. In the meantime, if you can't do anything about that, don't worry about it. Check out the stuff on the website. I got the new book up there. It's really good. A lot of people are enjoying it, so I'm really happy about that. That blesses me a lot. We've got access where you can put a praise report or a prayer request. We got lots of videos and audios and encouraging things to help you draw closer to the Lord. I can't think of anything better than this show, this ministry can do. Our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. By the way, that's God's commitment on giving. Only God can give it that way. Check it all out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
Okay. I mean, I just don't know after that if I'm supposed to go, like, am I supposed to go make popcorn? I just don't know. I just, like, okay. I mean, is that so deep in the movie realm? It's like, okay, I got to go up and get some Junior Mints.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's R2, right? R2-D2?
I sure.
If it is, then I guess happy late May the 4th.
Sure. Whatever you say works for me. Okay, anyhow, I just don't have much to say about that. All right, here we go. Back to the trivia question. What city or what was the event where Jesus did his first miracle? What was that all about? What's that? If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm jumping right back into this because I just want to talk about this really kind of a cool little element, so I don't want us to miss it, please. Very important for all of us to understand. So David in verse 5 says this. He says, behold. Now remember, this is the psalm. Remember, it's called the sinner's psalm. So if you're like, I'd like to hear about this and this, that's fine. But we're going through every psalm one at a time, and this is the sinner's psalm. And what we're going to talk about is David says in verse 5, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We're going to talk about that. But first, I think somebody's going to do their best to answer the trivia question. So we're going to give them that chance because we always like to do that. And then we'll get to the rest of it. So is somebody on the line ready to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Larry from Lake Whitney. Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
I love your show.
Oh,
good,
thank
good
you.
Good to talk to you.
That's very, very nice of you to say, and I will send you $20, but don't tell anybody. Okay, anyway.
All right,
here we go. Ready? You ready for the triv? Here it is. I'll set it up.
I'm ready.
Where did Jesus, what was the event, and where was Jesus at when he first did his first miracle? Where was it at, and what was the event? Either
way. Marriage at Canaan.
That is correct, Amundo! You are exactly right. Turning water into wine, which initially just thinks that's the first miracle. Just like you're
that's
like,
right,
buddy. It's like that's yep. What it is, man. You better deal with it. That's right. And all I'm going to say about that is, Jesus was absolutely in people's lives. That's the thing that people remember.
He was, and he did what his mother asked him to do.
Exactly, exactly. Which is why in the Jewish culture, many people think, well, he really was a great kid because, you know, he went into his dad's business and he did what his mom asked. It's like, boy, that's in my lifetime, that's all they would ever wanted.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate your work.
All right. God bless you, man. Thank you for the call.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Excellent job. All right. So let me go through this, and I'm going to say this because this is going to probably surprise some people. So in Psalm 51:5, it says this. David says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So people will gloss over this because they don't know, what does that mean? How does that work? All right. So let's just recognize this is a fervent psalm pleading for forgiveness and restoration. David did the big, bad thing with Bathsheba here. Okay. So David says, "I was brought forth in iniquity." So some people interpret that as David is saying he was birthed being illegitimate. Okay, that is an absolute position that some theologians have. The larger group of theologians, and I probably lean a little more this way, is to understand that the psalm suggests he's referring to inherent sinfulness of all humanity. One of the reasons why is because David was the last child, and it seems like it's not the last child that's going to be born out of wedlock kind of mentality. So that's just the argument there. It doesn't mean it's a big deal one way or another, but the iniquity part's important to understand because Adam and Eve were sinful and passed that on down the line. Everybody after thereafter was, in fact, born in sin. All right, so we're going to take a short break. You can listen by going to hemustincrease.org and hit the listen live button, or just hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. What is the David Spoon Experience?
That did not happen to you because you are a brilliant Christian or a non-brilliant Christian, a growing Christian or an exceedingly mature Christian. It happens because there's sin in the world, and people choose sin over righteousness in many occasions. And so there's this, oh. And if you think right now in your life, right this second, of somebody who has been close to you and then has hurt you, somebody that's been maybe a best friend for years and years and years, and then they just stop being your friend. They just don't want to have anything to do with you. Never even give you a reason why. You're just like, what happened? They're even speaking against you. You're like, what happened? I'm not going to get into the depth of my situation. It's just like everybody else's. I have this theory. This is not a biblical theory, so don't get weird on me. But I always think that God lets each one of us handle as much as we can, and for each one of us, that's about the most we can take. A little different in each of the circumstances as they manifest, but everyone's is just as bad as everyone else's. It just comes out. It's visible differently, but its effect is the same. It hurts everyone to the max. And then he's literally petitioning the Lord. He's literally asking God. He's in that next verse, verse 11, "By this I know you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me." It's amazing that David says, please, Lord, don't let my enemy triumph over me. Don't let that happen. Now, in the context, David is trying to protect Israel and the people. But from a personalization point of view, or what we call the DAP, dynamic application principle, that this point of view, there's this personalization. We are looking to God to deliver us from Satan's evil plans. So this enemy has a triumph over him. This enemy is David is saying, I don't want him to triumph over me. This is bad. There's somebody close to me. In our existence, even if it's a person, what we find out is behind the person is a spiritual force that's much darker and much worse. And so from personalizing it and applying it, we are looking to God for deliverance from Satan and Satan's evil plans using people.